You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg Podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Can I be honest? Those were not overly fair.
And yet you blew them out of the water.
You know that it's skill position, right?
Yes.
And you decided, you know what? To hell with it. I'm just going to do whatever I want.
Yeah, kind of. Rules are meant to be broken.
You spit right in the face of what the segment is supposed to be, Tom.
And you nailed be happy.
No, I'm not. I'm disappointed in you. When is our RJ back tomorrow? Is that accurate?
RJ's back
tomorrow. Because RJ would never do that.
If it was funny, he would.
No, he wouldn't. No, because he's a rule follower. He respects the rules. You don't.
You calling RJ a square?
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, the big 9 o'clock hour. Knicks back in action tomorrow night. A lot of whining from Philadelphia. Should have been a foul call. Timeout was taken. Boo-hoo. You're down 2-0. But not to fear, because Joel Embiid says we're still going to win this series with a better team. Rangers, good solid win last night. Two power play goals, one shorthanded goal. They win 4-3. A couple of stupid penalties from the Rangers. But at the end of the day, we started the show here. Rangers are just the better team. They have the better goaltender. They're more skilled. They're deeper. They're better.
Yeah, they're better. I mean, we all recognize that they're better. It's just a question as to whether or not, you know, how quickly they can take care of their business here. I mean, I like the fact that they're being tested. I mean, the last thing you want to do is all of a sudden, you know, walk through this series and then you face a really tough Carolina team and you're not ready for it.
So you've given up on the Islanders having any real hope to win that series?
Yeah, that last loss was devastating, man. Devastating.
I mean, you haven't lost a home game yet, though.
Yeah, I mean, you still have that. But, I mean, you played pretty well in game one and didn't win. And then you take a 3-0 lead and then try to hold on for dear life and you could just feel it coming. Now, I didn't expect it to happen in 9 seconds, but it felt like it was coming, and you end up going back down 2-0. And sometimes it's not just that you lost, it's how you lost.
Right. No, that was a debilitating loss.
Right. Like, I would say, I was watching some stuff yesterday, like, William, more devastating loss. You know, Lakers blown a 20-point lead against Denver or Sixers. As tough as the Sixers loss was, they still feel like they're the better team and can win the series. Right? I mean, that was...
Lakers needed to steal one, right?
Needed to steal one. Yeah. And when you look back at, like, the last however many games they've played, how dominant Denver has been, and then if you had to blow a 20-point lead, that's...
That was crushing.
It's tough to get up from that.
But good... I mean, again, good, solid win from the Rangers. You see they're rolling four lines. You see the skill of Zibanejad. I think Zibanejad looks phenomenal, by the way. Phenomenal.
And yeah, I think he looks good. And I also... I mean, that was one of the games where you're... I mean, first game you had the fourth line step up. And then yesterday with Mika and Trocheck, the fact that Panarin's involved physically the way that he is, I love that.
Right. And remember, no, I don't know if we're there yet where you cross off any concerns, but there was a lot of, well, Panarin in the postseason is not the same player. So far, I know it's only two games and two home games, he looks like the same player.
Right. I think sometimes it just takes it takes a minute to really understand what playoff hockey's about and the level that you're going to have to get to. And he also probably feels the pressure. That as good as his regular seasons are, I mean, this team has every opportunity to make a run, and he has to be at the forefront of that.
Absolutely. But there's a lot of skill and a lot of talent and a lot of depth, and I mean, the Rangers are a terrific team. But you got to get by, and you'd hope that you'd get by this series quickly and have some time in between that you can really get yourself in an emotional ready state, because if it is Carolina, it may be your toughest opposition the entire road through the Stanley Cup potentially.
Well, it's going to be a tough road. Yeah. I mean, getting through the East. Florida took care of business in overtime, so they're up 2-0, they're up 2-0 against
Tampa.
Against Tampa. I mean, the save that Bobrovsky made last night was
That might have been, and I'm
gross.
Not exaggerating, might have been like the greatest save I've ever seen.
That was a gross, gross save. So to get through the East is going to be tough.
It's a gauntlet. That's why I think you need to make this series as easy as possible.
Right, and you also want to limit the opportunity to get anyone get hurt. Right, the quicker we can finish this, the better off, you know, the more you like your chances of getting into that next round healthy. Because you do have guys, like, I mean, you see how important Lindgren is. And he's always nicked up. Always, so the longer the series, like,
something happened last night. Oh, did he block a shot? Something happened. I was like, oh, God, no.
Right, like, the longer the series goes, the more, you know, more opportunities there are for someone to get hurt. Which is the last thing you want.
The last thing that you want. But again, Rangers take care of business up to nothing. I mean, worst case, you'd hope you'd split in Washington, come home, and win this in five. Right? That, like, right now, that has to be your thought process if you're Laviolette and the Rangers. Worst we should be is win the series in five.
Right, but you want to go down there and just rip the...
Of course you do.
Rip their hearts out.
Of course you do. But if I told you... Okay, if I told you right now, I'm going to offer it to you on the table. Rangers win game three, lose game four, come home for game five. You would take that, right?
Yeah, I would take five.
Yeah. And come home, game five, close it out, which would be what? Next week. And then that's it. Then you look forward to whoever's next.
All right. Just stay out of the penalty box, man. That's it. I mean... Your power play is great. Your penalty kill is really good, but I mean, is really good. You had another shorthanded goal last night, but it's just like, don't give this team any reason to believe that they have any chance in the series.
Well, I mean, if you asked Washington to a man in the locker room, can you realistically win the series? They would, I mean, honestly, do you think you're going to win the series? They'd probably say no, right? You think they really believe they're going to win the series? See, I think Philly really believes they're going to win the series.
Yeah, I think Philly believes they're going to win the series. Listening to the coach after the game, I think he understands. With how this team is made up, that they were lucky to make the playoffs, and they'll have to play nearly perfect to win the series, which is not going to happen.
I mean, where do they have the advantage over the Rangers in the series?
Well, they don't.
Anywhere, right?
No, they don't.
So it makes it difficult. You don't have home ice. Your goalie's not better. Your coach is not better. You don't have more weapons. Your defense is not better. It's like, where are they better?
Well, I don't think they are. So... Now you got to go out and play the way they're capable of playing and just don't do anything stupid. Like have too many men on the ice.
Too many men on the ice is dumb. Rampy penalty,
dumb penalty.
Yeah, right. Now, I mean, the referees missed a lot, but we've been talking about that's kind of been the theme. And you know, it goes back to the Knicks and to everything that we've seen is officiating in baseball is bad. In the NFL, we talk about it every week. It's bad. NBA, bad. NHL, bad. So just here's the thing. Don't leave it up to the officials to ultimately decide what's going to happen in these games. Be strong with the basketball, right? I mean, you have to be better. You can't turn around after a game and now blame the officiating when you know how poor the officiating is in every sport that's played.
Yeah, I would go in with the understanding that more than likely the officiating is going to be bad. So just expect it. Like there'll be calls missed, which there were last night. But you can't worry. I mean, control the controllables. That's it. I mean, that's all you can focus on is how you play. You can't worry about what the refs are going
to
do.
No, but that's the thing. If you're the Sixers and you leave it up to the refs, then the refs screw up, and all of a sudden you lose that game, and now you're down 2-0. Like, go about your business. Take the timeout. Like, and I stand by it. He never took the timeout. But before you inbound the ball, take the timeout. Or when you're down by one, score. Right? Hartenstein had that big block. Or make the three. Like, the Sixers had more than just, this was not one missed call that lost the game for them.
No, that's going to be something that you know. Now, listen, the Knicks have struggled, too, with getting the ball in bounds. But, like, knowing in that moment that I have the ball in Kyle Lowry's hands, it's going to go to Tyrese Maxey, who's been great for them.
Right.
Right? Most improved player in the NBA. Is that if this happens, this is what I'm going
to
do.
But it was not easy for him to inbound the ball originally. So why not just take the timeout, move up to half court, and then all that angst is gone.
Well, because I think they saw an opportunity that he had gotten a step, actually had the ball in his hands, had possession. It's as soon as they didn't call the foul and they started to mug Tyrese Maxey, his Nick Nurse is going to step in and be like, okay, whoa, I don't like how this looks.
And he's right there.
And he's standing right there.
He wasn't down on the other end of the court. He was right there.
No, he was standing right there. And I don't believe for a second that he really tried to call that first time out. He was poised to do it. And then as soon as the ball got in Tyrese Maxey's hands, that's when he's like, no, okay, we're good.
Right, then he stopped.
Until they weren't.
And then they weren't. What should have happened is Maxey should have gone to the ground and immediately said timeout. They screwed themselves, and they got no help from the officiating as it went forth. But you know what? You know how badly I feel for Philadelphia? None. Not even a little bit. Not one iota of me feels badly for the 76ers.
Oh, I got breaking news.
Is this good?
I get for him it's good.
For him, it's good.
It's massive news.
Who's him?
It was going to go into the city.
Okay, never mind.
Big news. Nope. No.
You've already done it.
Not going to do it. Nope, not going to do it.
No,
not going to do it.
I'm not waiting 10 minutes to find out the news now.
It is massive news. It's a feel-good story. Definitely.
Raymond, you say it then. It's your sim.
Reggie Bush is getting his Heisman back.
Is that really big news?
I think it's massive news.
Do you really?
Guy had a phenomenal Heisman season. And had it taken away for something that goes out that's rampant in college football. And had he known, I think had he known what was gonna happen, he never would have said what he said to the NCAA and willingly given back his Heisman Trophy. I don't think it should have been taken away. Because those were USC's violations, not his.
Well, he's got it back now.
Serious question.
Yep.
Did OJ still have possession of his Heisman Trophy?
I think it was taken from OJ.
It was.
I think
that's part of the civil suit, right? To try to pay that off.
Oh, okay. So he had to give it up. Yeah. And give it to the Goldman family.
I'm not sure it actually went to the Goldman family though.
It got sold, and maybe the proceeds went.
Was the Heisman involved with the thing OJ got jailed for?
Was it the memorabilia stuff?
Yeah.
In Vegas.
I think I don't know if it was the Heisman. I think it was other memorabilia stuff.
Yeah, I don't
maybe.
Think the Heisman was involved in that story though. I don't, Raymond, maybe you could do a little research.
Tom, do some research, would you please?
I mean, Barrett, what really are you doing anyway?
Right, seriously.
I'll do the research.
Were you planning on hiding, where to hide bodies?
Yeah.
Animal.
You're never going to let that go, are you?
No.
No.
I just wish you supported us. Like
you know what, but
you.
It would be so easy. If you supported us, then all the anger and angst we throw your way would now be love and admiration.
Well, you know, on second thought, that's too bad.
You're not a great guy, are you?
It sits on the in Heritage Hall on the campus of USC. So,
USC got it back.
So USC has OJ's Heisman.
Interesting. I wonder how it like the machinations of how it wound up back there, though.
It looks like there's a story. Did they have on to buy it back? ESPN.com about it. Yeah.
Yeah, they had to purchase it back.
Somebody said that they had owned it at some point, and it was not OJ. That's all I know.
Well, let's go to Lang in Connecticut. Hello, Lang.
Good morning, gentlemen. I am absolutely pumped for tomorrow. I went ahead and bought some tickets for the assembly room. Interestingly, the ticket prices did dip a bit, so maybe that's a sign, indication that the Sixer fans are waving the white towel.
I don't think so. How much is a ticket to get into the game tomorrow?
With fees, you know, through second party platform, $125 for the assembly room.
What is the assembly room?
It's basically way up top. It's standing room only. It's like a lounge kind of atmosphere that they've created there in Wells Fargo.
All right, so you're standing in a lounge a mile up.
Are you talking about where they have like the there's like a sports book and stuff up there?
Yeah,
or like maybe not a sports book, but like a lounge.
Right.
I think I sat up there.
Yeah. The floor. Right. So you can see there's bar seating overlooking the floor.
All right, but I don't think they've given up at all. But go ahead.
Yeah, so Brunson, I can't fathom how he'll have three bad games in a row. I think tomorrow will be his kind of get back into sync. There is something to be said about playing on the road. I think there was some added pressure, and he started overthinking things here at home. But with the officiating, I have a theory. It's a little far-fetched, but I want to get your take on it.
Okay.
The only variable that's changed, which has led to such a – or that coincides with such a decrement in performance with these officials is the instant replay and the coaches' challenges. And I'm wondering and that's not to take anything away from the Knicks. I think when you do things at the end of a game and you're more physical and you kind of force the ref's hand – often, more times than not, it's going to go your way. But I'm wondering whether you have someone looking over your shoulder, I mean, in anyone's job, that can automatically throw a red flag up and have a play reviewed. If these officials are being a bit more cautious in blowing the whistle.
Well, you have that, though.
Yeah.
It exists. You have replay in basketball.
Well, and I think it's caused the refs in certain situations to swallow their whistle because they're fearful that they may get they may get challenged, and then they may be proven wrong. It's tough to be a practitioner of any kind if you, at a moment's notice you're going to be reviewed.
Well, I think it's a good call. I think it's a good point. I have a question for you, Rick. What would happen if that play happens? The Knicks hit the three. Can Philadelphia still challenge it, or because it's within 2 minutes now, it goes right to the officials that they would challenge it on their own?
I don't know exactly. I don't want to lie to you. I don't know exactly what the rules are.
Like,
late
I'm thinking
game.
Like, you know, like offsides in hockey.
Yep.
Like 4 minutes earlier, you could have been offside, but they don't call it. Then you score a goal, and they go back and overturn it. If they go to that play and deem no, that's a foul. Could they do that and then overturn? I mean, it would have been a riot at the Garden, but could you do that in theory, or is that not something that's even possible?
Hold on, I'm reading it right now.
All right. I'm just wondering if you could, you know, say we'll challenge that now and now look it over, and if you deem it's a foul, then I guess the play stops and there is no three-pointer.
In the last 2 minutes of the fourth quarter and last 2 minutes of any overtime, a team is no longer able to utilize a challenge to trigger instant replay review of a called out-of-bounds violation or called goaltending or basket interference violation, as a review of these events during these periods will exclusively be triggered by on-court game officials.
But how about a foul called or a non-foul called?
I'm not that far yet.
All right. So you looked at, we'll get to that in the 9:30. Raymond, I know, has a laundry list of things to get into. So Raymond, Sim.
Now.
See ya!
Bang!
The shit you missed.
And it's NFL draft season. Things are heating up. I think we all know what's going to happen at number one, right?
Sounds like Caleb Williams.
Ryan Poles, Bears GM, spoke yesterday. He won't come out and say it. He basically says the Bears know what they're going to do. He did say, though, he doesn't see this quote-unquote Hollywood thing with Caleb Williams.
A really, really intelligent guy. Came across as a really good teammate. Easy to talk to, down to earth. You know, we've talked through this process about, you know, the whole Hollywood thing. He's all ball, wants to work, wants to get better, wants to win as a team. That's the number one thing for him, on top of being successful. You know, I think the biggest thing is, like, does he fit in our culture and what we're trying to do? And all signs were that he does. So that was positive. We know what we're going to do, but everyone's going to have to wait till Thursday to go there.
Other happenings in the NFL draft. You've seen the prop bets moving. We talked about J.J. McCarthy the other day, possibly going to number two.
Did I see that Drake May and Jane Daniels are now even money?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Well, that's not what I'm referring to right now.
What are you referring to?
So I'm referring to, and I think we spoke about this off the air, and it just seemed so laughable that we just dismissed it. But apparently the prop bets on the Chargers at number five have moved massively in recent days. So the prop bets at them drafting a quarterback, and they have Justin Herbert, but the prop bets at them drafting a quarterback were at 100-1. Then they moved to 15-1.
15?
They are now currently on ESPN Bet 6-1 odds. Somebody's doing something. Somebody's saying something. What does Jim Harbaugh not believe in Justin Herbert? Does he want J.J. McCarthy?
I'll tell you what. Nobody's got any idea. I will tell you what. If the Giants could somehow get out of this draft with Justin Herbert as the quarterback, I mean, I would.
You're making that deal.
Oh, yeah. Are you out of your mind? Of course I'm making that deal.
Okay. So this has gotten so much smoke. Like, you would think, okay, no, they can't happen. Adam Schefter actually got on GetUp a few minutes ago. And he says there's no way in hell this is happening.
And to that I say there's a sucker born every minute, because there's no chance in hell that the Chargers are drafting a quarterback tomorrow night. None. Not happening. Now, would Jim Harbaugh love to have – sure, they just signed Justin Herbert to a contract extension last summer. They are not drafting J.J. McCarthy, and I don't know why those odds would spike like that. Might there be a quarterback that goes – at the five spot, yes, I could see the Chargers trading their spot to a team that wants to move into that spot to go draft maybe J.J. McCarthy. That certainly is possible. But the Los Angeles Chargers will not draft a quarterback at number five on Thursday night.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
I don't know.
You still believe it, don't you?
Why is Schef- it 6-1?
Schefter just said there's no chance it's going to happen.
And I believe I believe Adam Schefter above all else. He's got the insight on this. If he says it's not happening, I'm inclined to believe it's not happening. Why is it 6-1 odds?
Because there's some yapper within the Chargers organization who's saying something that's making people bet on this. But 6-1, there's no chance they're saying. Why would they possibly take a quarterback?
I have no idea.
Unless they take the quarterback and they trade that quarterback, but then I got to take a quarterback for their own.
Also, per Schefter, Steelers not expected to pick up the option on Justin Fields' contract, so that means that Fields and Russell Wilson entering the last year of their contracts as Pittsburgh Steelers. As you know, Fields was acquired last month for a conditional 2025 sixth-round pick. As we mentioned before, Reggie Bush is getting his 05 Heisman back per Pete Thamel. The Heisman Trust will announce the formal reinstatement of the trophy to Bush amid what it calls enormous changes in the college football landscape. The decision comes after Bush, of course, forfeited the award in 2010 in the wake of significant NCAA sanctions for USC, which included Bush receiving improper benefits while playing from 2003 to 2005, Bush will again be invited to all future Heisman ceremonies beginning this season.
A lot of people very disappointed that you guys said that was big news.
Well, I mean, it broke into, I mean, you were watching the TV with me. It broke into Get Up.
Yeah, it was big enough to break into Get Up. All Reggie right. Bush said, personally, I'm thrilled to reunite with my fellow Heisman winners and be a part of the storied right. legacy of the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, like now you're going too far, Raymond. I mean, no one cares what Reggie Bush says. NBA challenge. Coach cannot challenge last 2 minutes.
So they would have to take quarter. That upon themselves.
It would have to be triggered by officials.
They'd never do. Could you imagine that? If DiVincenzo hits a three, they're like, we're going to challenge to see if it was a foul on Maxey.
Well, sometimes in the NHL, you're holding your breath sometimes late in the game, whether or not the puck was offsides.
Right.
Justin Herbert, dead cap for this season would be?
Massive.
$45 million.
Hey, higher, Bob.
56.
Higher, Bob.
Wow, 68.
$129.5 million.
What?
This is dead cap this season.
Yeah, that's 129.
129.
He just signed the deal, so yeah. Other NBA news, since Rick brought in the NBA. Kawhi Leonard, 15 points in his first game since March 31st. Clippers still lost to the Mavericks, 96-93 in Game 2. That series now tied at 1. Kawhi missed the final 8 games of the regular season and Sunday's game 1 with inflammation in his surgically repaired right knee. Pascal Siakam scored 37 and the Pacers overcome another fantastic Dame Lillard the first half. Beat the Bucks 125-108 to even up that series. Suns lose Grayson Allen in a 105-95 loss to the Wolves. They now trail Minnesota 2-0. We touched on this a little bit. DJ LeMahieu exits his first rehab game early. With a sore foot, he's, of course, trying to come back from a fractured right foot. And I don't know what's going to happen with DJ LeMahieu.
Well, I don't think it's good.
Not good. And I saved this for the end because I even though it's NFL-related, at this point I'm just willing to let you laugh at my expense. Here's Jerry Jones. I mean, where would you like to start, Dave? Here's the Cowboys owner / GM / president / Grand Poobah, tripling down on All In.
We're very proud of our personnel, very proud of this roster. Very much think this roster, without knowing right now how much the rookies are going to contribute. We're very, very feel good about the promise of the team that we're going to have this year with this roster. We will have young players step up. We feel great about what we've been in free agency. All in. All in. All in. We're all in with these young guys coming on. And we're all in with this draft.
Okay. Right. You know, the funny thing is, like, the first 30 seconds, if it's a 40-second soundbite, the first 30 seconds, I was like, I don't think he's wrong. It's a talented roster, and he's right. When he starts with the word, we're really happy with what we've done in free agency. What have they done,
nothing
right?
In free. They brought in Michael Kendricks at linebacker. And I think they brought in Royce Freeman as a running back. Literally
Royce Freeman was done years ago.
He had a statement where I think Stephen Jones actually said this one, which is why I don't think things are going to get better when he eventually takes over. But like, oh, we won the offseason last season and we didn't have playoff success. Well, yeah, you made trades. You made late round trades to bring in Stephon Gilmore and Brandon Cooks, who were, you know, nice veteran players on the other side of their career. Still good players. but they weren't free agent acquisitions.
They're all in.
This is the price I paid. Like, things are going so great with the Knicks and Rangers right now.
You know what,
Kate?
You just enjoy the moment.
I'm trying, Dave. I'm trying. I really am. These are great. There's great things happening in my fandom with the Knicks and Rangers right now. And the fact that I work at Madison Square Garden, and it's great, and I'm enjoying that. But then I look over at the football team that I love more than any other franchise that I root for, and I have to deal with this.
Is there more sound from Jerry Jones?
Would you like to hear more?
Yeah, yes, I would.
Okay, so he says, we're not able to surround Dak Prescott with what we used to.
Dak has enjoyed in his career that we're proud of some of the best supporting cast that you could put around him. And to move forward, we're going to have to diminish that. That's a fact. That's the rules. And so that's our challenge, and to make it work out. Dak, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, I don't even have I can't even blink on that one.
So that's great. So if Dak is taking up too much money for you to make moves to help him out, why don't you just get the contracts done sooner, Jerry? That way it's less money.
Well, we'd like to see some more leaves fall. We'd like to see some more action. It's called option. A lot of guys need to hand it off. First guy through the line. Another one will keep it another step, decide whether to pitch it or not. He'll decide whether to turn upfield with it, then he's still got a pitch left. I've spent my life being an option quarterback. It'd be madness not to know that the contracts are ahead. I want to see a few more cards play.
I can't do this anymore. I just can't.
The guy's been the quarterback for how long, Ray? 7 years?
2016, yep.
Eight years, 7 years? So he needs to see more to see if Zach's the quarterback of the future?
All in. All in.
What is he hoping, though?
We're all in.
He hasn't seen enough from CeeDee Lamb to know that he wants to sign him to a long-term deal?
But what is he hoping, Raymond? Like, he got to this point. I mean, this is what bit him in the butt last time, right? He waited, made him play it out, and he had to pay him more. So what is he waiting? Like, hopefully he doesn't have as good a season and he'll have some leverage to give him less money than he wants?
Do more with less, and then I look super smart, or don't do more with less, and we can justify getting rid of
him. I'm going to get yelled at because now you're going long. Anybody die you have to tell us about?
No, nobody died.
Everyone's alive. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll break it all down with you. Get to your calls as well. 1-800-919-3776. DNR 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN. I just found out not Reggie Bush gets his Heisman Trophy back, great news, but some pretty nice news if you're looking to access the NFL draft. So tomorrow night, Knicks are going to be on 98.7, game 3 in Philadelphia. Islanders will be on 1050. So you say to yourself, well, how about if I want to listen to the draft? How do I do that? There's going to be a special tile that's been made a listen live to the draft if you go to ESPN's app, the ESPN New York app. How nice is that?
What's better than that?
That's gorgeous.
It really is a nice app.
And then you can listen to all seven rounds that way, if you so choose.
Right, and also frees you up now, if you think about it. You were having this conversation with us the other day, like, what has volume on the TV setup?
Alex and I had a big discussion. Like, you should have heard this. Not like, you know, where do you plan to go to college, or are you thinking about, you know, life's goals? Nothing like that. We were breaking down how we will watch the draft in the Knicks tomorrow. And he's like, Knicks is a game. They should get the main television. And I said, for me, tomorrow night, especially with the Knicks up 2-0, draft should get the main television. Knicks should go on a side TV.
I'm with Alex. I think Knicks goes, and your TVs are way too close together, by the way. Knicks, big TV. And then if you want to...
I told him I would be willing to discuss Knicks, big TV on mute, draft on a side TV with the volume on.
Yeah, but don't you want to be involved with, like, the crowd noise and everything else?
I want to know what's going on in the draft.
It? Yeah, but, I mean, the first two picks, don't worry about. And then when you get to... I see what you're saying here. So now maybe what you do is you get your headset and you throw in the ESPN app, the ESPN New York app.
So you get your headset, you throw on the ESPN New York app, then you put the game on on the main TV, and then you can use your side TVs for other games.
Right.
If you have that kind of an option.
Right. So now you're watching it, but you can also hear what the hell's happening.
That's right. That's nice. I don't know. I like options. There's options.
I have a feeling Alex is going to win the battle.
See, this is why he's great. He's our boss, but he's our friend as well. He says, I completely agree with Dave. Draft on the big TV tomorrow until the Jets pick. After 10 is when he makes the flip to the Knicks on the big one. But here's the problem.
Right, but John is not a diehard Knicks fan.
Yeah, well, no, I think you're wrong with that. I think he is a diehard Knicks
no,
fan.
No, he is not a diehard Knicks fan.
Absolutely he is.
No.
He loves the Knicks.
And not as much as he loves the Jets.
But the Knicks are but here's the thing, and here is an issue he's run himself right into. The Knicks are probably going to be done by the time that the Jets even draft.
But he's dialed into the NFL draft. That's his favorite. That's what he wants to pay
attention to. What
happens
if there's picks between the 20s? Then he won't care about those picks.
He doesn't care.
No.
No, he'll wait just up until, like, when they're on the clock. They're in the red zone when he'll pay attention.
And then he'll right. Like, when they do the breakdown of, like, what are the Jets' needs, and it says on the bottom, like, offensive lineman, wide receiver, tight end, that doesn't interest John. When the commissioner walks up to the podium, takes out the card, that's when he's involved.
That's when he's dialed in.
That's when he's involved. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can answer critical emails or simply unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. A lot of people want to talk to us, and I think we need to get to some of these calls. Tony in New York. Hi, Tony. You're next up on 98.7 ESPN.
Guys, I'm a little upset, Dave, at you and Donga Greco, that you're not championing a little bit more as the giant voices of ESPN. How are we not going to take a quarterback here?
Okay, are you out of your mind? I've been sitting here for months saying the Giants should take a quarterback.
Yeah, but you're kind of wavering on it.
Oh, my God. Rick, you know what? Rick, can you defend me a little bit? Have I not been saying for months that I want the Giants to take a quarterback?
I'm with Tony. I have.
Oh, you know, you're the worst.
You and LaGreco have not done a good job.
Me and LaGreco, we don't know what's going on.
But let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
We brought over Daboll, right? And he was supposed to be this offensive guru, this offensive genius. And that's great, and especially in the NFL nowadays, that you have to be an offensive team. We haven't had him have his own quarterback, okay? He's been stuck with Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones, at best, is very limited. At best, he's very limited. So how come we can't have him draft his own guy? Listen, if the Giants go into
but
this,
but don't
season,
you remember the report
Daniel
that came out recently,
they have
Tony?
The worst quarterback
the
in
report
the
that came out recently, Tony, was that the brass gave the green light that if they want to take a quarterback, they're welcome to take a quarterback.
Great. Okay, so we have to take a quarterback, because if the Giants go into this season with Daniel Jones as their quarterback, especially after Washington takes the kid from USC Williams, we're going to have the worst quarterback in the division, and it's non-debatable. So my question is, will Daboll be fired if the Giants go another, 7-10, 6-11? He's going to get fired. Let him get his own guy. It's going to buy him some
years. Now, Tony, what happens if you're the Giants, you pick 6. You want to get up to 3. You want Drake May. He's the guy that you have to get, right? He's the guy that you love the most, maybe even more than Caleb Williams. If you can't get him, if you can't move up to 3, because you, in your mind, you need to take a quarterback. So now, do I move up to 4 and take a guy I may not love in J.J. McCarthy?
Yes.
You do?
The answer is yes.
No, that's ridiculous.
Yes.
No, no. There's no way you're taking a quarterback solely to take a quarterback.
Tony's board has McCarthy over May. But B is it, you know, that's fine. Either one, we have to take a quarterback.
No. You have to swing. Tony, that's ridiculous. So if they don't love McCarthy, they look at McCarthy and they say, you know what, we don't think he's the real deal. Because they need a quarterback so desperately, they throw their draft board out the window and they take a quarterback anyway.
Dave, what's the Giants' record going to be if they roll out Daniel Jones again this year?
Do you know?
Well, they're going to roll out Daniel Jones.
He's going to be their starting quarterback of the season. Tony, you can't if you don't like the you would take a quarterback that you don't like just because you need a quarterback.
I mean, Dave, it's not about who you like, who
of
you don't
of course
like.
It's
it
about, is. Oh my God, hang up on him. For God's sakes, hang up on him. It's
sounded
not
like
about
you were
who
having
you
a
like.
Conversation.
What?
You were having a conversation.
But I mean, it's not about who you like. Isn't it solely about who you like?
I don't know why you would draft a guy that you don't like.
I mean, this guy's sitting here telling me, even if you don't like J.J. McCarthy, you take him 4 because you need a quarterback.
You got to swing.
It makes no sense.
Well, it's probably, I mean, I got to imagine Tony's probably the same kind of guy that thinks that Juan Soto should just swing at pitches to do damage. Even if it's not a strike, you got to expand the zone. And plus, Tony's big board had J.J. McCarthy ahead
right,
of Drake May.
Right. If we go to Tony's for the draft, his big board would have McCarthy over Drake May.
You know what's amazing? I got a text message from a buddy that when you take the quarterback and how desperate these teams are to trade up and select a quarterback for the right. reasons like Tony has mentioned, that we need a quarterback, we got to take one, let's get up and get one. If you take that element out of a draft, how much better teams actually do in the draft. Like when you look at 2022 draft, like first quarterback that went was what? Kenny Pickett, I think, at 20. You look at the players taken in that draft, that's an unbelievable draft.
Yeah, because you reach for the quarterback and you don't reach for the other guys nearly as much.
I just had a point brought up to me by Anthony Pusick. Is this the same Tony?
Tony, you're a big baller down there in Delaware?
Actually, I am.
Oh, yeah?
What kind
of baller are you, Tony? What do you do?
Hey, all types of ball. I'm the director of player intensity. I get W's when I deal with the director of player intensity.
No, that's different,
that's
Tony.
That's not the same Tony. This is the Tony that works in the mock draft field with his big board.
Right. That other one is Tony DPI, the director of player intensity.
Right. Right. No, I don't think that was the same one.
You all and right. Tony's don't do well together.
I hate Tony's. That's right. I will never eat at Tony's de Napoli ever. Let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll do the melange, which is nice. 1-800-919-3776. There's so much on the table, so you take us where you want to go before we say bye-bye and hand it over to Greeny. DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, Tony. Apparently, I do not get along with the Tonys. 1-800-919-3776. On the heels of that commercial for the pickleball match, which is May the 5th against Anita and Amani at Pickleball America, Sharky and Suffern wants to discuss the match. Hello, Sharky.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
I think it's pretty funny the fact that you got a kick out of me calling Amani Armani. And while I was on hold, you referred to Mika Zibanejad as Mika Zibanejad. Just a little twerk.
That's
pretty
good.
Funny. Yeah, okay. But what I really wanted to say is that the best you could come up with when I called you an unathletic, out of shape, overweight schlub, and then all you could come back with is Armani, Armani? Its name is Armani?
So did you just call to insult me?
Come on, Dave.
Yeah, all right. Listen, your name is Sharky.
Really.
Really, your name is Sharky, all right? So go put your head in. Bob for apples, pal. All right, goodbye.
What?
All right, really.
You are on.
Really,
all of a
sudden. Go drown yourself in a tub. All right, get
what? We were doing so well.
Why would Sharky go Bob for apples?
Because why would he not?
Well, because I mean it's Sharky. Like they're doing Bob for apples.
He's a pathetic guy. That he needs to call. I mean, originally he calls another show going after me. Now he calls me going after me. And you just sit back and you watch it like you're watching a tennis match. Like, God forbid you ever defend me.
What? I got to give you your space.
He calls up and he goes after Kay, and all of a sudden you jump from the top rope. He goes after me, and you're like, I get the giggle.
I feel like you can defend yourself. That wasn't your best moment.
Mine?
Yeah, cool.
That is.
Go Bob for apples.
Yeah, I mean, get out of my face, you loser. Really. What's the matter with that guy? That's the best you can do is go after me like that?
Drown yourself in a tub.
I mean, really, draw yourself a bubble bath and go take it. Oh. Swim in your own filth.
Oh, let's move along.
Sharky.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
My goodness.
Never been better. And he doesn't know me. Bob for apples, pal.
Yeah, but he got exactly what he wanted from
Good.
The call.
Then call back.
You're all worked up
here's
now.
The thing. Sharky,
you
the
hung
thing.
Up. You hung up on him.
Well, because he's a loser. I don't want to speak to losers.
But why are you telling him to call back?
Call back. Go away. Do whatever you want, Sharky. What kind of a name is that?
Well, can we move on? You're doing. This is why he called.
Now I want to dissect him. I want to fillet him now.
Oh, good one. See, there we go. Now we're talking.
All right, let's go to Baller Tony. Good morning, Tony.
Yeah, hey, Dave. I love you. I don't know. I don't think we have any. I have nothing against you.
I have nothing against you either. I'm a big fan of yours.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Tony, hey, you're a big baller down there in Delaware.
Yeah, that's right. But anyway, so I just want to throw out my what I'd like to see from the draft. Okay, I'd like to see us draft a wide receiver. I'd like a Dunze. Okay. And then I'd like us to trade back into the first round, and if Penix is on the board, you get him.
You want the Washington combination, huh?
Yeah. You got to kind of get that Burrow Chase situation, and let's rock. And I think we'll I think we'll do well in the rest of the draft. So let's hope. And can I rip Michael Kay, please?
Rick, are you going to be okay if he makes fun of Michael
Kay? A minor rip.
Go ahead.
That call, it's up for grabs. That's lame. I just have to say it's lame. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. But
I don't. What call was up for grabs?
I listen to it. Yeah, they got into this. Peter doesn't like it.
What's the call?
The crowd is up for grabs.
Yeah, the crowd is up for grabs on a home run. What? That's
stupid.
I've had the 1-2. Throw deep to left field. There it goes. See ya. Up for grabs. There's his walk-off home run. And the Yankees have come back to win it. 6-5. Oh, man. What a blast by Judge.
This is labeled as Aaron Judge's first walk-off.
Well, I don't understand. And thanks for the call, Baller Tony.
Peter doesn't like it.
The term up for grabs.
Right. And with that's a bad example because he had already set that up. Like that, I mean, if he had a walk off, this place would be up for grabs. That's why he just said up for grabs. They spent a long time on it.
I've never heard of that phrase before.
I've heard it before.
You never heard that?
I've heard it where it's like, you know, a ball is loose and it's up for grabs, but I never heard of it in that context.
I've heard about the stadium or the arena being up
for grabs. Yeah, this crowd is up for grabs.
If you've heard of it, then you should have no problem with it.
I don't necessarily agree. I see where Peter's coming from, but to say that it gets used. It does.
I don't want to see you and Michael have an issue, so let's move forward. Every line has a Tony on it. Tony in Highlands. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, guys. It's Anthony, but I'm only Tony when I'm tough. Dave, I just want to tell you one thing, buddy. You know, I listen to you every day. The Giants, whatever they do in this draft, they're going to be terrible, bud. Bye.
Wow. You really sparked something with the Tonys today.
Well, Tony is a name that is just not free-flowing for me right now.
Wow. The Tonys don't like you.
Okay.
I think that's pretty clear.
I wonder who that guy roots for. He should be hanging out with Sharky, bobbing for apples. Joe and Carl Place. Joe, good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to chime in about earlier you said you need to have a landline.
Yeah.
Well, I disagree. So, Dave, you have a wife and two kids, so that's 3 plus your cell phone, that's 4.
Right.
So if there's an emergency, somebody's going to get in touch with you, whether you had a landline or not. And if the phone grids went down, chances are your landline went down, too. So who the hell needs a landline? Thanks.
No, but here's the thing. First of all, recently we have AT&T. The AT&T the provider went down. Right? You couldn't use your cell phone for quite some time. So, and if it happens from 11 o'clock at night till like 7 o'clock in the morning, our phones are all shut off. We'd have no idea that there was an emergency.
All right, but that's also, but that's also saying that at every moment you're always with. Like, I'm sure there's times when Sherry's gone or the kids are gone. You don't have. You know what I mean? Like,
right. They go to tournaments. They're on.
I got
to
go
run.
Somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah. No. You have 20 seconds, Lonnie in Harlem. 20 seconds. Go.
I needed more time than that, so I'm gonna have to call back. I love you guys. I'll call you tomorrow.
All right. That, of course, Lonnie in Harlem. That was good.
That was outstanding. That was a first.
Anybody said that's not a long enough runway? I need more time.
Great job
in the history of radio.
Thanks,
what do you
Dave.
Think he would? He would quickly ask his question.
Thanks, Dave.
Raymond, 3 stars.
Today's 3 stars. Number 3.
Thanks for calling in, Mel, who does not have a landline.
I bet you had a pager back in the day, didn't you? Yeah, you did.
Big landline guy in Rick.
Number 2.
You may not like what Tom Bauer does, but he does the promo reads well, and he does stump Rothenberg well.
You know that it's skill position, right?
Yes.
And you decided, you know what, yes. To hell with it, I'm just going to do whatever I want.
Yeah, kind of.
I like this guy more and more every day.
Number 1.
You know who Dave doesn't like? Anybody who's named Tony.
Dave, it's not about who you like, who
of
you don't
Of course
like.
It's
about,
it oh my God, hang up on him. For God's sakes, hang up on him.
That was Tony today. There's Baller Tony.
Tony, you're a ball. You're a big baller down there in Delaware?
Just
I can yell louder than you, and I can sing while I yell. I am multitasking as we speak. Tony, you sound like a geek.
So in conclusion.
I hate Tonys, that's right.
And you also hate Sharkies, too.
Bob for apples, pal. The Sharky's just evil. Tonys are just a name that I guess I don't agree with. But that's fine. All right, big day tomorrow. For now, it's Rule 76.
No excuses, play like a champion. It's DPH Rothenberg and
Carpe Omnia!
98.7 ESPN.
All in. All in. All in. We're all in.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.